Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, after a two-week Easter break, politics returns to Leinster House today, and already tensions are rumbling as the Minister for Education, Helen McEntee, faces growing criticism from government TDs over her proposed plans to accelerate the rollout of multi-denominational schools. I'm joined by Sarah McGuinness now, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail. And Sarah, you're writing about that this morning. Will you tell us about the proposed plans from the minister and just how much resistance the government is facing around them?
Yes, Claire. So the minister's team have kept quite tight-lipped, but they are promising that they are going to bring in these reforms, which would basically create more multi-denominational schools across Ireland. Now, under government policy, the majority of schools that are coming on stream, almost all schools, in fact, as Barry Ward told your listeners on Friday, are Educate Together or ETB schools. So they're owned, their patronage is the Education Training Board or the charity Educate Together. So they're not actually kind of denominational schools. So these plans is kind of reading between the lines of that would probably involve divestment of existing schools under Catholic patronage to multi-denominational patronage. So the government, my government sources are saying that they are going to be bringing these plans forward in the coming weeks. But I've been talking to people in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and they've kind of expressed surprise that the minister is going down this route. One Fine Gael minister was telling me that, you know, these plans hadn't really come up. They had pointed to the fact that in the programme for government in 2020, there was a commitment to create 400 multi-denominational schools by 2030. And that target was dropped in the latest programme for government, which was agreed in January. It just said that it was going to ensure that there was greater choice for parents in terms of where they can send their kids to school. So multiple people from the government benches have kind of criticised it. Barry Ward, as I mentioned, he spoke on Friday on your show, and I was speaking to him again yesterday, and he kind of made the point that there doesn't really seem to be that much demand for it. In a lot of areas, there might only be, say in like rural towns, there might be frustration about a lack of choice. But if there is one school in the town and it is a Catholic school, it's probably because the community is happy with it being that way. Mm-hmm. I also spoke to Cathal Crowe, who is going to be chairman of the education committee, and he was a school teacher previously. And he made the point that the department ran a divestment pilot scheme between 2022 and 2023. His school in Clare, which falls under the Limerick Diocese, was actually kind of approached to see if they would like to divest their Catholic patronage, and parents voted overwhelmingly against it. And the point that Barry and Cathal Crowe were making was that any school that wants to divest knows that it can at the moment, it just probably isn't the case that it wants to. And therefore, perhaps these reforms are not the most urgent matter in education as it stands.
OK, so that's something to watch out for as we head into this new political term. We should, though, in general terms, see a more settled, consistent pace in the Dáil, should we, after the stop-start nature of the last few months and the speaking rights row?
Yes, I would agree with that. And I'd say maybe there might be a bit more of an edge to it as well, just from speaking to backbench TDs in particular. They have kind of seem ready to move on from this whole speaking rights row and to get ready and to get into the formation of committees, because that's where they would kind of get a lot of time to, I suppose, exercise their political chops, kind of particularly those on more prominent committees. Whereas now they've just kind of been stuck in the constituency office and travelling up to the Dáil to sit in for members' questions. Mm-hmm. So everyone does kind of seem to be more, to be kind of determined and jumping at the bit to get things up and running. And I think it will be quite a jam-packed few weeks. It's my understanding that TDs are being allocated to committees in the next coming days, and things like PAC with its new chairman John Brady will no doubt have its work cut out for them with you know, scandals like the Arts Council and the 6.7 million failed IT system, the 500,000 euro OPW wall. So they're all issues that are likely to resurface and get some proper scrutiny, as will the Health Committee, I imagine, given all the scandals that we've seen recently in CHI. This is particularly important. It's going to be a big issue today. Sinn Féin are tabling a private member's bill on the hip dysplasia audit, which has not yet been published, but which has found that hundreds of children were potentially underwent unnecessary hip surgeries in Temple Street and Kappa hospitals. There's going to be statements on it in the Dáil today, and then there's the Sinn Féin private members bill, but that audit hasn't actually yet been published. It's my understanding that it will be published sometime next week. Mm-hmm. So definitely that is going to be an issue to watch out over the coming weeks.
Right, and also the issue around the new housing czar, Brendan McDonagh. I know the government doesn't particularly like that language, housing czar, but he has been selected, it's believed, to head up this new Strategic Housing Activation Office. And the problem already has been identified by some in opposition. He's going to retain his salary that he currently gets in his job as chief executive of NAMA of around 430,000. That is an issue for those who have commented on this appointment.
Yes, it is. And even the suitability of Brendan McDonagh has been up for debate when this kind of new office was touted by James Brown. It was kind of on the understanding that this was going to be a maverick. That was a word actually used by the Department of Housing. And someone within the industry who kind of had those connections, who has seen housing projects be delivered and who could kind of be on the ground and knocking heads together. So in the words of one minister last week, many people felt underwhelmed when Brendan McDonagh was announced. And then that underwhelm, I suppose, turned to outrage when it was discovered that he would most likely be retaining his salary of 430,000 euro. It's kind of interesting now because the terms of reference to basically establish the office of the Housing Activation Office, the terms of reference of that are going to Cabinet today. So that's kind of like setting out the parameters of what the office is going to achieve, you know, its interaction with the department and other government bodies, the other types of roles that might be available on it. But Brendan McDonagh's role, he won't actually be formally appointed today. Mm-hmm. It's my understanding that his appointment will be dealt with separately. It will go to the Cabinet Subcommittee on Housing on Thursday and be voted through there. So that kind of begs the question, you know, is there a scrambling in government buildings at the moment because of all the bad press around his huge salary and whether there is going to be a slight revision there? There was no indication of that from Taoiseach Micheál Martin yesterday. If I'm being honest, I'm kind of doubtful that it will be revised, but who knows?
Okay, now the Taoiseach was asked about the reform of asylum laws when he was heading into Cabinet this morning, and he said what the Minister for Justice is bringing to Cabinet today will lead to the most significant reform of those laws in the history of the state. So what are they doing?
Yeah, so this is kind of essentially getting the government ready for the EU migration pact, which Ireland quite controversially opted into last year. And the aim of this is to speed up the asylum seeker process and ultimately kind of clamp down on asylum seekers across Europe. So at present, Jim O'Callaghan is expected to highlight this at Cabinet, but the system is wholly inefficient. It's taking up to 18 months for people's applicants to be reviewed and processed. This can go up to 2 years if the application is being appealed. The average time for the appeal alone is about 14 months. So these laws are going to aim to bring the whole process down to about 3 months. Mm-hmm. So a very significant reduction. But as part of that, the appeals process will be changed. There's going to be very little oral hearings, except for in exceptional circumstances. So reading between the lines of this, it does seem to be you know, it's going to breed a harsher migration policy here and across Europe.
Sarah, thank you very much for talking us through all of that. Sarah McGuinness there, who's political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail. Now, coming up, how does cancer affect your job, your career prospects and your income? Well, we're going to hear calls for all employers to have a plan in place to help workers facing a diagnosis. That's after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.